Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you are not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
For the conservative curmudgeon radio show. Now, here's Grouchy.
evening and welcome back. It's good to be back with you. I had to take a day off last week. Yeah. So we're breaking some extra glass. And
Seymour's
making
yeah,
like I said, had to take a day off last week. I hated to miss it with you, but there's just things that couldn't be helped. Well, they could be helped, but I work for idiots, so they don't know how to help it.
Seymour has to break so many pieces of glass contractually to get his steakums, sir.
For the steakums, yes. We do have to do steakum quotas. You know, it's not like I'm going to pay that. And not out of pocket. Anyway, I see the chat room is starting to get crowded. That's great. If you're not in there, you should jump over to klrnradio.net/chat and get the full immersion experience. I mean, you know, it's kind of like you know, when you're in the hospital and you've been hurt and they put that morphine into your IV and you start feeling the warm feeling all through your body. Yeah, that's our chat room. You want to be there. No, really, you do. So get your ass over there. All right, so programming reminder, we're going to do this for an hour. You know, that's why you're here, right? And then we're going to have, let's see, it's red wine now all the time, right?
Si, senor.
Si, senor. Okay, so we've got FUBAR on Mondays deserting me again. That's okay. I understand, Sam and Ordy, whatever the hell. Y'all just don't like me. I get it. But the lovely ladies of the red wine are now in their regular spot right behind me. And then we have some Robinson and Amish, Amish and Robinson.
Si, senor, the Robinson and Hordy show is up after that one.
Robinson and Hordy. Is that what we're calling it officially now?
That's what I call it every week. I don't know what anybody okay. else calls it.
Well, great. Who cares what he calls it? He's behind the Circle K getting serviced anyway. So, anyway, and actually, then I you get America that, off the rails with Rowdy Rick for your nightcap.
I think
it
this
is Wednesday night. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
I think this is the week that he's actually giving back to the community. So now I think he might actually be the one doing the servicing.
Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of goes with it because, you know, that's how you get your punch card filled up so you get the free one.
Just saying.
I got you. I'm with it. Sort of. Anyway, it is great to be back with you. And we actually missed a lot last week, even though it's still predominantly COVID in the news cycle. We missed Kamala Harris becoming the official selection for vice president to run on Joe Biden's ticket. And she has wasted absolutely no time in making sure that everybody knows what her policies are going to be once Biden is elected president and stuck in a closet somewhere. So Kamala's out making policy speeches already. And, you know, she's praising at least one of Joe Biden's kids. Not the other, though. She hadn't had the gall to go there yet, but I don't see the effectiveness of this ticket. And you've got two legislators here that are probably responsible for incarcerating more people of color than all 16 of the Republican nominees that ran against Trump 4 years ago combined. And yet they think that they're the party of prison reform. You know, Kamala Harris hid exculpatory evidence that kept men in prison longer so that she could use them as slave labor, basically. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. We'll get more into Kamala and Joe and, you know, I think a great campaign slogan or nickname for their campaign or whatever you want to call it, I think we ought to brand it the Suck and Stutter. I think that's accurate.
I've been going with Sniff and Blow.
Same. Sniff and Blow. Yeah, but that's both. Well, I mean, I guess that works too. Sniff and Blow. Sniff and Blow. I was trying to be a little more alliterative with Suck and Stutter or Stutter and Suck. But, you know, there's all kinds of ways we could go. We'll find the right one. We'll find the fit eventually when they start talking more and making asses of themselves. Not like there's not a lot of that going on with their convention. You want to talk about lack of self-awareness on the part of the Democrats? Who brings in Bill Clinton to be the meter mover on the Me Too movement? Come on, are you serious? And you're going to bring in Cuomo on leadership? Really? 40,000 dead seniors for the win. Come on. These people have absolutely zero self-awareness and zero accountability for the hypocrisy and the lies. And, you know, the reason they have zero accountability is because the media lets them get away with it. Now, you can say what you want on the other side of the aisle about how the media gave Trump all this coverage. They did. They really did. But it wasn't done as a favor. It wasn't even presented as positive coverage. They were trying to humiliate him. They were trying to make him look like an idiot. And at times, he does. He does it to himself mostly. But here's the thing. Even when he makes me cringe, and he does at times, some of the things he says and does, I mean, you can't be somebody out there throwing out insults at other people when you're making your own gaffes. Okay? Thailand isn't going to get it. It'd be a great place for me to be, but it's not going to get it for an elected official. If I was in Thailand, I'd be rolling lots of cigars. But, you know, it's just, I'm sorry. This whole Democratic convention is a joke. I've never seen a larger group of communists try to pass themselves off as patriots in my life. But here nor there, it's all but official. I believe Kamala makes her speech tonight to officially accept the vice presidential nomination. And I guess either after that or tomorrow, I don't know when they wrap up, but Biden will make his speech accepting the official nomination, and then they're going to start coming up with ways to raise our taxes. So it just, you know, whatever. Oh, but we need to raise taxes. No, we don't need to raise taxes. Nobody needs my money. I need my money. Nobody else needs it. I need more of my money. That's what I need. I need less taxes, not more. But anyway, let's talk about more about the lies and the hypocrisy. In a letter to her Democratic colleagues in Congress about President Trump's alleged manipulation of the U.S. Postal Service, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi falsely claimed that Social Security benefits are delivered by mail. Now, you'd think as long as Nancy's been in office, and it's been quite a long time, she would know that this simply isn't true. As the Social Security Administration states in its own literature, if you get Social Security benefits, you must receive your payments electronically. Now, in her August 16th letter, which is posted as a press release on her website, Pelosi states that the Postal Service is a pillar of our democracy. We're not a democracy. Enshrined in the Constitution, I don't know about enshrined, and essential for providing critical service. I don't even know that they're essential anymore with the viable options that are out there. Yes, they deliver prescriptions, but she said they deliver Social Security benefits, paychecks, tax returns, and absentee ballots to millions. And yes, most of that is absolutely true. They do. But there are other services that could do that too. Now, she says, alarmingly across the nation, we see the devastating effects of the president's campaign to sabotage the election by manipulating the Postal Service to disenfranchise voters, she says. These delays also threaten the health and economic security of the American people by delaying delivery of life-saving medicines and payments. Now let's stop here for a minute. First of all, we know that Social Security benefits are paid electronically. They either go into a bank account or onto some kind of debit card. End of story. So we can throw that BS out the window right now. Now, Pelosi says that the post office is enshrined in the Constitution. Actually, what the Constitution says about the post office is that Congress has the authority to have a postal service. Doesn't say we have to have one. It doesn't say that we need one. It says Congress has the authority to create one. And it doesn't really say a whole lot more than that. Now, there were some rules, and you know, I'm sure that some of them are even minor laws that were put into place regarding the Postal Service over the years as it progressed from basically the Pony Express into horse delivery to carriage delivery to automobile delivery to now airplanes flying postal parcels all over the country overnight. Now, as I said, there are alternatives these days that can do what the Postal Service does if they were so inclined. It really wouldn't take a huge effort for a FedEx or a UPS to ramp up a service to rival the post office. But, you know, Pelosi thinks that's not a good thing. Competition's not good. It's the post office or nothing. Now, the other side of this coin, as my brilliant friend Ordy Packard pointed out earlier on Twitter, and I don't know if he was looking in my notes for tonight's show, but if Trump were trying to steal the election by manipulating the Postal Service, wouldn't he be stopping people from voting for him too? Why is the assumption that all the ballots that would go through the mail would be for Biden? I don't get it. I mean, I really don't get it. Now, what I do get is that there have been many cases of voter fraud over the last few years uncovered. And in every instance I can remember, stay one, there was one on the Republican side, They were all Democrats, though. Stay the one. So let's just keep that in mind moving forward. Pelosi says that lives, livelihoods, and the life of our American democracy are under threat from the president. Again, they like pushing that word democracy. We're not a democracy. We are a representative republic. A republic, if you can keep it. But the Social Security Administration stopped mailing benefits many, many years ago. And they even go on, Social Security Administration goes on to explain how you can set up a direct deposit account with your bank or credit union online or by telephone. As for the Direct Express card, the Social Security Administration says, the Direct Express card is a prepaid debit card you can use to access your benefit payments, and you don't need a bank account. With the Direct Express card program, they deposit your federal payment directly into your card account. Your monthly funds will be available on your payment day, on time, every time. You can use the card to make purchases, pay bills, or get cash at thousands of locations, like an ATM. The Social Security Administration also says that the Direct Express card is both safer and more convenient than paper checks. Anyone receiving Social Security or supplemental security income payments can enroll even if they don't have a bank account. You no longer have to wait for the mail or worry about lost or stolen checks. Remember, we'd see all the movies growing up, little old ladies getting robbed of their Social Security checks. They would get their check and go down to some little check cashing joint, some sketchy joint, and Theo and Felipe would jump the old lady on the way home and rob her. Yeah, no more. Now they have to be able to get that card. So now they're beating her up looking for a card. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's, it'd be like Antifa. Give us your card. I got my baseball bat. Anybody see that video? The guy with the baseball bat? He didn't swing it to really clock anybody, but he was definitely using it to poke, prod, nudge, and intimidate people just simply walking down the street in Portland. I'm telling you, I wish to God these assholes would come here. Because I would take that bat from him so quickly and show him where the tradition of an angel on top of the Christmas tree came from with it. Anyway, I'm meandering off course here. That's Pelosi on what Trump is trying to do. Again, it makes absolutely no sense. If he were trying to rig the election, the Postal Service is not the route to go. I don't get her thinking. Not that I ever should. God help me, I ever start understanding the way she thinks, other than the fact she'll do anything to win. That part I get. And that part, I've said it on the air before many times, and I will say it again right now. If I had to get in a trench to fight, I would much rather have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer with me than, say, a Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. Because McCarthy and McConnell, God love them, they won't fight to win. They fight to look good. And they don't even do very well at that most of the time. Pelosi and Schumer will do whatever it takes to win. And that's what I'm about. I'm about being a winner. So anyway, last Thursday, we welcomed a new agreement on the normalization of ties between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, a diplomatic success for President Trump less than 12 weeks before the election. Presumptive Democratic nominee, now all but official Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, pointed out that it built on the efforts of the Obama, Biden, and other previous administrations working to normalize that. You know what, though? Joe, you didn't get the paper signed. Now, we're going to get into this a little deeper because you have to go back in history here and listen to Joe's claim here, because Joe says that he personally spent time with leaders of both Israel and the UAE during our administration, building the case for cooperation and broader engagement and the benefits it could deliver to both nations. The coming together of Israel and Arab states builds on the efforts of multiple administrations to foster a broader Arab-Israeli opening, including the efforts of the Obama-Biden administration to build on the Arab Peace Initiative, Biden said. Now, the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative set conditions for Arab and Islamic states to normalize ties with Israel, including full Israeli withdrawal from all the territories occupied since 1987, including the Syrian Golan Heights, and the return of Palestinian refugees. Israel rejected it, although then Secretary of State John Kerry in 2014 tried unsuccessfully to revive it. Apart from a vague nod to the role American diplomacy can play, Biden gave no direct credit to the Trump administration for actually getting the deal done. The U.S. brokered agreement is only the third of its kind formally normalizing relations between Israel and an Arab state. It includes an Israeli pledge not to pursue controversial plans to extend its sovereignty over some of the territories disputed between Israel and the Palestinians, who aren't really a people anyway. Reacting to the announcement, Kerry, now a Biden campaign surrogate, said in a tweet that credit was due to the UAE Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed, we've talked about this man before on the show, and its ambassador to Washington, Yusuf al-Otaiba. But Kerry, too, did not directly acknowledge the efforts of the Trump administration in actually achieving the agreement, which he said builds on years of work to advance regional peace. The Obama administration sought to advance Israeli-Palestinian peace during both terms, but especially in the early period of Kerry's tenure at the State Department, a nine-month push by Kerry to kickstart talks between Israel and the Palestinians completely collapsed in April of 2014. By the time Obama left office, relations with Israel had cooled in part over his decision to abstain rather than veto a UN Security Council resolution describing areas, including the location in Jerusalem of the holiest site in Judaism, as occupied Palestinian territory. U.S. relations with the Arab Gulf states, meanwhile, had become strained over the perceived empowering of the Iranian regime as a result of the nuclear deal, a major Obama-Biden-Kerry foreign policy priority. Most of the Gulf states view Tehran as a significant security threat. In a statement on behalf of the Trump campaign last Thursday, former acting director of national intelligence Richard Grenell said that with the Israeli-UAE agreement, the president has achieved a victory for world peace that career politicians like Joe Biden were never able to accomplish. And you know what? He's damn spot on right. In separate remarks, Grenell gave Biden some credit for the agreement, although not in a complimentary way. He said, "If it wasn't for Joe Biden, we wouldn't have this peace deal today. Because what Joe Biden did by coddling up to the Iranian regime and giving them billions of dollars under the nuclear deal really scared the rest of the Middle East and our partners in the Middle East. Other critics skewered Biden's attempt to take some credit for the Israeli-UAE breakthrough. Biden trying to claim credit for the deal that is clearly a response to the Obama-Biden garbage Iran deal is certainly audacious, commented Ben Shapiro on DailyWire.com. This is gross revisionism, tweeted Foundation for Defense of Democracies, Tony Badran. The Obama-Biden administration, whose legacy was realignment with Iran, knifed Israel at the UNSC literally in its last hours in office by adopting the rejectionist position of its enemies through a UNSC resolution it orchestrated. And reacting to Biden's assertion that he personally spent time with leaders of both Israel and UAE, Hudson Institute senior fellow Michael Doran scoffed that the biggest memory the Emirates have of their time together with Biden was when he had to apologize after accusing them publicly of having funded an armed jihadist in Syria. Biden did visit the UAE 17 months after that apology, becoming the most senior American official to do so since President George W. Bush in 2008. White House readouts of Biden's meetings there with bin Zayed and UAE Prime Minister Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum said nothing in any of the minutes about Iran or Israel. So tell me, how could he have possibly set even the base for this agreement to be on if he never talked about Iran or Israel with Emirate states? I'm lost too. But again, this is what we have. We have 83 more days to look forward to the lies, the hypocrisy, and the bullshit from the Biden campaign. So, all right, that gets us to the bottom of the hour. We got to take a little commercial break, a little pause for the cause. So go get your drinks refreshed, let your butt get unnumb, and then get back in your chair and make sure you're not wearing any pants, because Team No Pants is where you want to be. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks.
One, two, what you doing? I've been jumping through some hoops. Want to get my body loose. Want to tell you what to do. I've been running out of bounds like an animal struggling. Looking for a diamond. I'm trying. I'm fighting. Riding in the rhythm now.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast?
At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Get to Kohl's and take an extra 25% off Adidas for the entire family. Plus, with an extra 15% off, get up to 50% off the Big One bedding. And save on Nike athletic shoes for kids. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, limited contact store drive up. Right now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Offers valid July 17th through July 26th. 15% offer with promo code Big Savings. 25% off Adidas. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Just a heads up that coming up at the top of the hour, the lovely ladies of the Red Wine will be with us. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. Then we get Robinson and Horty, and then some America Off the Rails for your nightcap. Wednesday night is your grand slam of grassroots conservative talk right here on KLRN Radio every week.
One point of order, sir. It's Robinson and Horty. You have to say it like when Stewie says Cool Whip.
Oh, pardon me for not saying Horty.
That's better.
Well, good. All right, so getting chastised for how I call people a whore. I have never in my life. I say, son, how was that? anyway. So, let's see. I screwed up my notes. I was actually supposed to piece this other story up top with the Postal Service story and do a little more elaborate of a go-through on that. So, what we're going to do right now is we're going to bypass that second piece that was supposed to be pieced with the first piece, and we're going to skip to a whole nother story. And we're going to see if we can't just bypass it. And, you know, we'll go with what we got. But anyway, so it was about 9 years ago when this consulting company called BCG first suggested that in a time of out-of-control spending and soaring debt loads, the only fiscally sustainable solution was to implement a wealth tax. Yeah. While the idea was, quote unquote, ahead of its time in 2011 and was quickly shut down in the court of public opinion, several years later, none other than the International Monetary Fund resurrected the idea of a wealth tax, which has seemingly gained momentum in recent months. And despite widespread grassroots pushback, the concept of a wealth tax has moved front and center. And most recently, the chairman of the Capital Economics, Roger Bootle, great little name, said that the world's wealthiest could be subjected to higher tax rates as governments scramble to fund spending and repair their economies amid the coronavirus crisis. Yeah, I don't think so. But fast forward to today, when the ultra-liberal state of California is now ready to take this socialist idea from concept to the implementation phase. We have a group of California state lawmakers that last Thursday proposed a first-in-the-nation state wealth tax that would hit about 30,400 California residents and raise an estimated $7.5 billion annually for the general fund. Now, the proposed tax rate would be 0.4% of net worth, excluding directly held real estate that exceeds $30 million for a single and joint filers, and $15 million for married filing separately. So you can't hide your assets that way. Oakland Democrat Rob Bonta, who is the lead author of the wealth tax proposal AB 2008, seemingly justified the wealth expropriation by saying that California is facing a big budget deficit because of the health and economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus, and we simply can't rely on austerity measures to close it. Now, I don't know how much you know about California. I was born there. Now, granted, I left very early, and I don't know a whole lot about how its current politics work, other than I know that the Democrats hold a supermajority in their state house. So there's very little that conservatives can do in California politics. But one thing I do know is, let's back up to this last sentence here. It wasn't immediately clear why austerity doesn't work, because California has never actually tried austerity measures. I mean, that's it. They've never tried it. But in any case, the Democrats' proposal was clear. We must consider revenue generation. Now, look, I know there are a lot of wealthy people out there, and a lot of them don't mind paying a little bit more. Okay, and it's true, they don't. Some of them don't. Okay, some of them do. And what I'm getting at here is, how many of these people that have the means to actually leave California will just pack up and go away instead of pay the extra tax? What is it about California that holds them there to pay more and more and more in taxes? I mean, you can move just about anywhere and catch a plane and be there a couple hours. I mean, you could even charter a plane if you have that kind of money and you really need to get back and forth. But what I'm getting at is, there's so little that actually goes on that you have to be in California for. Elon Musk is leaving California. Uber is leaving California. I mean, California is running the wealthy out. And this is only going to add on to it, because this is in addition. This does not supplant the other bill that's circulating in California committees right now. That is an additional wealth tax on top of this one. We covered this a few weeks ago on the show. There are two separate bills for wealth tax. They don't cancel each other out. It's not a combination. They don't overlap. It's double taxation on the wealthy. How long before they all get tired of it and leave? Now, in doing this, Like I said, California will trigger an exodus of billionaires who will be the first to realize which way the wind is blowing and end up hurting the state far more than helping it, as hundreds of ultra-wealthy taxpayers leave for places like Florida or Texas or, hell, any other place in the world for that matter, because they have the money to do it. Now, if you were making, let's just say, $50 million a year as the CEO of a fairly decent performing, small tech company, okay? Why would you live in California and pay the exorbitant tax rate when you could do the same job in Texas or Florida and not pay a state tax at all? Why do it? Why put up with it? What is it in California that is so special that the uber wealthy who can afford to leave don't? Now, I get it. The everyday person can't just pack up and leave. Okay, not everybody can afford it. I get that. I'm talking about the wealthy people that are being expected to foot what's going to total out to be an additional $18 billion a year if both of these measures pass. 30,000 people are going to be hit for a total of $18 billion a year more. I mean, you get that? I don't know what the math breaks down on that. Somebody in the chat room, do that real quick for me. $18 billion by 30,000 people. How much is that more per person? Now, this is additional. This is on top of what they already pay. So, again, you know, it doesn't end in California. They just get worse and worse and worse and worse. But Bonta said that the union-sponsored bill will not be heard before the legislature adjourns August 31st, but it can be reintroduced on day one of the next session. Okay, Ordy Packard is telling me in the chat room that works out to an additional $600,000 per year per those 30,000 people. Are you serious? I mean, really, $600,000 more a year to the state of California to piss away, giving health care to illegal immigrants, funding illegals staying in shelters in sanctuary cities, providing needles for junkies. I mean, come on. Having poop patrols in major metro areas cleaning up the human fecal matter on their sidewalks. And yes, you are absolutely right in the chat room there, Crow. It will grow. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning for them. It will grow. They will bump that percentage up. Oh, we need to go to 0.5%. Oh, we need to go to 0.7%. Yeah, eventually it's going to be 2% or 3%. How long is it going to take before the wealthy get wise to it and realize they're just being screwed and leave? Now, what most normal Americans may not know is that this would be, oh, like I said, the second wealth tax set to pass in California. Ta-da! So anyway, we won't go through that again. We already covered those numbers. But the millionaires and soon to be 100,000-aires and 10,000-aires and so on, subject to the wealth tax, would report it to the franchise tax board along with their income taxes. They would have to report all assets, including stock in publicly and privately traded corporations, interest in partnerships, private equity or hedge funds, cash bonds, and savings accounts, mutual funds, futures and options, art and collectibles, offshore financial assets, pension funds, non-mortgage debt, real property, and mortgage debt. Oh, hey, don't forget your IRAs. Which, of course, is idiotic because some of that wealth is extremely unliquid, and evaluating it will not only take material time and effort, but will also result in drastic costs in doing it. Now, just how will the government confirm whatever wealth is reported, you know, and what represents reality? I don't know. But such is life in this half-baked socialist utopia where every idea is, for lack of a better word, simply idiotic. There was some good news, I guess you can call it. Directly held real property and mortgages and other liabilities secured by directly held real property must be reported but would not be considered in calculating the taxpayer's worldwide net worth, the bill said. Oh, how wonderful! Someone realized that this simply would be double taxing the same assets? Real estate would be exempt from the wealth tax because it's already subject to property tax at a higher rate. That's why you're not getting hit again. Oh, because we already take too much out of real estate. We know this, so we'll leave that alone. But everything else, hey, look, even if you live in the United States and go overseas and go into a business partnership and don't open and don't do any business in the United States, you have to report that wealth. Even if you don't bring the money to the United States and it stays, let's just say, in Ireland, you still have to report that wealth and pay taxes on it to the state of California. Who the hell is going to put up with that? Now, among those handful of rational voices who call out this sheer idiocy for what it is Jarek Walczak, a vice president with the Tax Foundation, a think tank who said that it is far easier to call for a state-level wealth tax than it is to actually design an enforceable one. Maybe that's why no state has imposed one. However, now that California is on the verge of passing two wealth taxes, every other insolvent state will follow suit, starting with New York, and you can bet Virginia is going to be right on their heels. Some New York legislators are already floating the idea, but Governor Cuomo has poured cold water on the notion for now, rightly concerned that it would lead to an exodus of high net worth individuals from the state. Duh, no shit. Somehow California believes it is exempt from such an exodus. Spoiler alert, I'm betting it's not. And the state's wealthiest residents won't think twice about uprooting and moving their tax residents to a state which treats their wealth with respect. Now, there is, of course, the possibility that this idiotic idea will somehow die before it is enacted. But that would, you know, it'd be extremely complex with questions of how to value illiquid assets and whether residents' out-of-state wealth, including their investment holdings, can be taxed. So there's a lot of hurdles to jump with this thing. You know, even a UC Berkeley economics professor said that income tax is not an effective way to tax the ultra wealthy because they can avoid the income tax as long as they don't cash in their investments. Well, these are including investments. So there you have that. CEO or Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg could avoid the income tax as long as he doesn't sell his Facebook stock. And if he moved to Florida before realizing his gains, he would never owe California a penny. So, you know, again, this is how they operate out there, though. They don't know how to sit down and get the hard work done, so they refuse to try. Austerity measures don't work. How about you try them first? How about actually passing a state budget that's fully funded with no deficit spending or borrowing? How about that for a try? I don't think they could do it. I really don't. I don't think they could. Can you imagine if there were laws passed that said they had to? These people would die trying to get it done because they can't. But anyway, that's California for you. Now, as we get ready to wrap it up and turn it over to the ladies of the red wine, and I see Jody in the chat room. Thanks for being here, Jody. Who else is in the chat room? Anybody I'm missing? I don't know. That's all I see is Jody from the red wine. So anyway, before we turn it over to the ladies, I like to roll it out on a high note. So a Boston College student was shocked to learn that his spontaneous performance on an antique store piano had won the hearts of music lovers across the country. And he was even more surprised to be gifted with a piano in return. 23-year-old John Capron had been browsing the Remarkable Cleanouts antique store in Norwood, Massachusetts with his girlfriend last month when he found an old $200 Whitney piano for sale. Asking the sales associate for permission, the self-taught piano player sat down to play a heartfelt rendition of Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. As delighted customers gathered together to listen, the sales associate filmed a video of the impromptu sing-along and posted it to the store's Facebook page. The video went viral. And since Capron was wearing a face mask for the performance, national news outlets began searching for the identity of the masked piano player. After he was identified, store owner Mark Waters offered to give him the Whitney for free, but Waters changed his mind instead and decided to surprise Capron with a $3,000 Steinway & Sons piano that had been sitting in the back of the store untouched for years. Now, when Waters finally unveiled the gift to Capron, the college student promptly burst into tears. "To see him cry made me cry," said Waters, the store owner. "It's just going to sit here. So if you can bring it into somebody else's life and bring it back to life, then God bless America. You know what I mean? That's what life's about. I wish I could do this every day," he said. And Capron said that the Steinway will be the first piano that he has ever owned for himself, although he is now searching for some helpers to get the piano into his fourth floor apartment in Mattapan. That's great. What a great story, and what a great way to end it. That's the show for tonight, folks. If you like it, tell your friends. If your friends like it, you need new ones. But they and you are welcome right here with me every week on KLRN Radio for the Conservative Curmudgeon Show. I'm your host, The Grouch. Peace!
One, two, what you doing? I've been jumping through some hoops. Wanna get my body loose. Wanna tell you what to do. Like an animal struggling, looking for a diamond. I'm trying, I'm fighting, riding in the rhythm now.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
Here's to you. Feel the grass, cause the last few nights have kicked my ass. It's back. clowns have been on double secret probation.
Double secret probation?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.